Well, we've talked a lot about the important lessons of Memorial Day, and there are plenty of opportunities to teach those lessons to your kids or to have a meaningful experience yourself as we mark this Memorial Day weekend. But there's also some really fun stuff out there. One of them being the Yasu Greek Festival coming up at St. George Greek Orthodox Church. That's Woodward Avenue, just north of Square Lake. And the reason I keep gulping and licking my lips is because the two ladies here from St. George's brought culinary gifts with them. Yeah, more water, please. We welcome in Kathy Shiko and Kay Nicholas, who represent the festival. And as we said, they were literally Greeks bearing gifts, and that's a good thing. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
This is a very exciting time for St. George's, and I know this is the big event of the year, right?
Yes, it is.
Tell me what we're going to experience there.
Well, we're going to have 3 days of fun activities. We have Greek music all 3 days by the band Stigma. On Friday evening, we have the Dave Bennett Quartet. That's going to be there from 6 to 8. That plays jazz and other kinds of music. And on Saturday afternoon, we have the Magic Bus. That'll be there from 2 to 4. That plays Louise from the 70s, my era and Kay's era. Besides that, we have our wonderful Greek folk dancers that will be dancing. That's our children that we've watched through the years, the last 10 years since we've been putting this festival on. We have vendors, delicious Greek food, as you've tasted just some of.
Yeah.
You want to tell them about the loukoumades?
We have loukoumades, which are honey balls. They're like dipped in honey and put nuts on top.
And the best.
They're amazing. They're like little donut holes, but better.
Yum.
And then we have activities for the kids up on the hill. We've got, you know, bouncies and some games and stuff, so kids are entertained. And
got clown show, clown there at Saturday and Sunday for the kids also. And of course, we have church tours. We have a beautiful church that we would love people to see. If you've never been in a Greek Orthodox church, our Father Spyridon will be there to do tours, and you can see the beautiful iconography. What have we missed?
Well, Kathy, you were telling me this is a Greek festival, but you wanted there to be other genres of music and other things there, so it appeals to a lot of people, and a lot of people will come.
It was put well by our priest last year when he said, "We are Greek Americans." And so we like to appeal to our Greek Americans, people that might not know about the Greek culture, but also to enjoy other kinds of music and things. I mean, we got Coney Islands, of course. That's a little bit Greek, isn't it? Coney Island's Greek.
But we also have vendors that will be there selling their wares. So we've got people, just some different things. We've got Greek vendors. We've got vendors that will be giving out their Greek food and selling products.
So you don't have to go on Etsy or Pinterest.
You can find
great stuff right there.
Absolutely.
This food is delicious that we've tried here, but everybody doesn't know how to make this kind of food. So is it going to be like a demonstration where people can learn how to make this food?
There will be. Actually, we have two chefs that are doing a demonstration, Pedro Dracopoulos and Georgiana Oman.
You try and say that.
I think those people might be Greek.
Yeah. Well, and can you teach someone other than a yaya how to do this?
Sure. This year, Kay and I learned for the first time how to make viples. Viples are long strips of dough that you curl and fry at the same time, and then you soak them in honey with nuts. We've never made that before, so
we will never make them again. Very labor intensive,
but so good, so right. good. But yeah, we all learned at our mother's knees, right? How to make that stuff. And my granddaughters are learning it. My daughter has learned. So we pass it on from generation. And we can even teach it to non-Greeks.
Yeah. Do you think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're trainable?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We'll have to ask your wife that one. Yeah. Well,
she knows. These two know the answer. Yeah, we've got two principals here, and I've got the ruler scars to show it, right?
Yeah, that's a nice little story about you, Kathy, is that you were a former principal, and they named the school after you.
They did. It was an incredible honor. I'm still humbled by it and shocked.
So but, Shiko Elementary it is?
Mm-hmm. Yep, in West Bloomfield.
That's
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah, thank yeah. you.
How long were you a principal? How long have you been in the system?
I was in West Bloomfield 26 years, and then Kay and I together, we were in Pontiac for 15 years.
So, Kay, you were a principal as well.
In Brighton.
Okay. All elementary?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Both?
Correct. Yep.
Yes. Elementary.
Okay. We like those little ones. Those big kids. They're bigger than me, you know?
Yeah.
Somehow I feel you held your own.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
For sure.
Well, we look forward to it. Any charge or anything like that?
Oh, there's a $3 admission charge, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And but kids 12 and under get in free.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want coolers and chairs. Just come as you are and come to have a good time. Yep. But
we've got lots of seating.
Do patronize the vendors and the church.
Yep.
So 4 to 10 on Friday, noon to 10 on Saturday, noon to 9 on Sunday. And this is on Woodward Avenue, just north of Square Lake Road, St. George Greek Orthodox Church.
Watch out for that closed Square Lake Road exit. It's a nightmare. So come down Woodward.
Right. No, that's a really good tip. Yeah. Get off at Big Beaver, come up Woodward. Yeah. And that's, yeah, if you're coming from the south and if you're coming from the north, you should be okay.
Yeah, should be okay.
Yeah, if you get off of the Pontiac. Well, thanks to you both. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you for the gifts.
Thank you for the food.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Remember when we used to have the ethnic festivals down in Hart Plaza?
Yes.
Whatever happened to that?
Yeah, I don't know. Those were fun, too, weren't they?
Because it was like the United Nations all packed into one summer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You learned a lot, and you got some great cuisine and music and everything.
It was great.
Yeah.
And we are rich in so many different heritages here, and it is something to be celebrated. And I love the idea that you remove the hyphen. You're Greek Americans. Mm-hmm. You don't need that hyphen.
Yeah.
When we resume this little soiree and after we get some water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
or maybe our second helping of pastizio. Grand Haven is doing something really interesting. We know that drownings are always a big concern at any time of year. And we've talked a lot about boating safety with Sheriff Wickersham and others. They're employing technology now. Did you know that rip currents, you think of this as being an oceanographic phenomenon, but rip currents are a thing in the Great Lakes?
You don't think about it as much, no.
But there is some new warning systems there before you go to the most popular state park in Michigan that you'll want to know about. And this is something that maybe we should think about deploying elsewhere because people don't understand this threat. We will get to that and more as we continue on JR Morning for this Memorial Day weekend on News Talk 760 WJR.